disordered eating, eating disorders, not loving to eat food, having a poor relationship with food, being emotional about food, feeling guilty about eating food. Some of the big challenges in the world today to do with health, to do with mental health, to do with physical well-being have a lot to do with relationships with food. So how do we make sure, and I'm not sure that we can fix the challenges that we've got in the world right now, but how do we make sure that our kids grow up in a world where eating food is as normal as breathing? There's no good or bad foods, just the amount in which you eat them, and you would do that logically and with common sense. There's no emotional attachment to food, so you eat because you're hungry and you stop eating when you're full. You don't eat because you're depressed or because you're angry or because you've had a bad day. It's just part of life. And that's my question. How do we make that happen? I don't know the answer to that. I do know that if we keep doing what we're doing in regards to explaining what's good and bad food and explaining how to eat food and getting people to eat healthy food, it isn't working. The world's fatter than it's ever been, but we also have massive challenges with the three big eating disorders: obesity, anorexia, and bulimia. And if you understand the psychology behind those three eating disorders, in other words, your eating is disordered. It's not normal. It's not how it should be. You'll understand that the mindset to all of those three is exactly the same. And if you think about it in an emotional eating scale, and we'll use a 0 to 10 scale, 0 is that you have no emotional attachment to food. It's just a normal part of your life. There's no guilt attached to eating food, and you eat because you're hungry and you stop eating when you're full. That would give you a 0 on the emotional eating scale. You eat purely for logic and common sense. There's a little bit of pleasure involved because you like food, but if you get overweight or you put on some weight, there's no emotional attachment to how you feel about putting on weight. It's just, oh, look, I'm a little bit fat, I better lose some weight. That would be 0 on the emotional eating scale. If you go up to 10, now food is completely in control of your life. Everything about food is emotional. So there's no longer food for performance. There's no longer food because you're hungry. Food is controlling your life. That simply means that every time you sit down in front of some food, you have an argument inside your head. Should I eat this? Shouldn't I eat this? Is it good food? Is it bad food? Is it the right time of the day to eat this food? Have I done enough exercise to deserve this food? Should I be eating this? I don't want to eat this. It's bad for me. Yes, I do really want to eat this. And we have an argument inside our own head. For some people, it's more like a war. And for some people, it's like a nuclear war. And your brain is constantly arguing with itself about food. And that puts you at 10 on the eating scale. Unfortunately, there everything you eat has some kind of guilt factor attached to it. If you eat good food, you feel good, but you are also angry with yourself if you eat too much good food. So there's really big rules and regulations and commandments about what you're allowed to eat. There are really strict rules on what is a good food and a bad food. There's places you won't go because bad food will be there. There are foods that you feel incredibly guilty about eating. And that all of those put you at 10 on the eating scale. Once you're at 10 and food is in complete control of your life, now we have a different scale. If you sit down and have an argument every time you've got food in front of you and the food wins, so you always eat it, even if you're not hungry, even if you don't feel like it, but you eat it anyway, you end up with this challenge called obesity, which means that you become incredibly overweight for emotional reasons. If the food wins, so every time you sit down with food, and the food wins, you're eating constantly, you are thinking about food all the time, and you have turned off that little regulator that says, I'm full. That's when you become understandably overweight. If you win, you're in complete control, so you're still arguing with yourself constantly about food, but you win. That puts you into the anorexic category, which means that you're constantly thinking about food and food is controlling your life, but you don't eat. And if you do eat even the tiniest amount, you feel really guilty. And what you're really aiming for is to not eat at all. And of course, this is a massive medical challenge. It's a massive psychological challenge, but it all comes from the same place, which is food is controlling my life. Whether you chat with an anorexic or an obese person, they will have a complete understanding of calories in food. They'll have been on or understand all the diets in the world. They'll understand how many calories and fat grams and carbohydrate grams and protein grams there are in all the foods that they eat or don't eat. And food is the controlling factor in their life. They are totally emotionally absorbed by food and by fat and by calories. One of those groups will be incredibly thin and one will be incredibly overweight. The group in the middle are the ones where food wins and then they decide to get rid of it. So they either throw it up or they take laxatives to get rid of it, or they exercise compulsively to burn off the calories that they put in. So one is called food bulimia and one is called exercise bulimia. Please understand that all three of those disordered eating patterns come from the same place. They all come from, I have let food become the controlling factor in my life. And I don't have the answer for obesity and I don't have the answer for anorexia or bulimia. But I believe that we have to come up with a solution for our children so we never put them anywhere near 10 on the eating scale. I think it's really important that we keep people at zero, where food is just food. It's common sense and logic. There's no good or bad foods. You eat when you're hungry. You eat food that's going to make your body perform at a top level. You eat foods that you enjoy, and nobody tells you you can't have, mustn't have, don't have, shouldn't have. You just enjoy all foods for what they are. They're just food. Again, if you put on a little bit of weight, you lose it because you say, hey, look, unemotional attachment. I don't feel sad or angry or depressed because I've put on some weight. I've just made the observation that I have to take off some weight because my clothes don't fit me anymore. And I do a little bit more exercise and I eat a little bit less food. All of those things are logical and they're common sense. So whether you're a parent, a school teacher, a leader, a fitness professional, an exercise physiologist, a psychologist, or a nutritionist, I think that even though we may not have the answer to the current challenges, what isn't the answer to the future is to tell our children that if you eat that, you're a bad person. And you may never say that, but if you say that food is bad and that person happens to like that food and then they eat it, there's a very simple connection between I ate bad food, so I must be a bad person. When you tell somebody you can't have, mustn't have, don't have, shouldn't have, it becomes either something they want to do because they want to be rebellious, or it puts a stigma on food that says this is a bad food, don't eat it, and bad people would be the kind of person that eats that food. I don't have the solution, I don't have the answer, but I certainly have the passion and the vision to want our children to grow up in a world where food is yummy, where food is something you do because you need to eat it to get vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals and fiber to give you a healthy immune system, a healthy body, bright skin, healthy nails, healthy hair, and an attitude of I can take on the world and win because I eat healthy food to give me a high-performing body. I don't have the answer, but I hope I'm creating some questions that we all start asking the right questions to make sure that we don't keep coming up with the wrong answers, which is obesity, depression, eating disorders, and people that don't have a happy relationship with their food. Food's meant to be yummy. May that be something that we promote happily, because food is the only thing in the world that we all have to have. Oxygen and food, very important.